So, I'd like to start by thanking Howard for spending the entire night writing the lexicon. And he's going to now present it to us.
That's the surprise. For you.
The 40 minutes that he proposed we would all spend, he actually just accumulated and took it upon himself. So 12 times 40 is... I should begin by thanking all of you for your... accepting to be one-time moderators of our upcoming forum, or at least not refusing our invitation. Renee will explain to you how to do that, because if you don't use your real name,
you're going to get deleted as spam.
Like if you use Barack Obama, I noticed that Barack Obama's been signed up for weeks now, and he's never been authorized to contribute, so... And even not too late. What was yours, Nishant?
Lately on time.
Lately on time.
What is it?
Lately on time. So Renee will provide details about how to sign up.
Yeah, I'm going to send an email to everyone with assigned users. So you just need to sign in, and then you'll be approved. And also, there'll be a schedule when people can say when they would like to do it and when it's possible for them. And I would like to also personally thank everyone, especially Sonal and Miriganka.
Bravo.
So I think what we had in mind, or at least maybe I should speak for... what I had in mind, is in attempting to pursue this conversation in some way through this rotating moderation of a forum, is that it was an opportunity for each of us to give a certain... a certain hue or a certain take on the salient points that came up in the course of the discussion. And discussing with I don't know if we want to define those different angles of or those different approaches this morning, but as we were speaking this morning, we talked, you mentioned a word that actually didn't come up, but which was somehow maybe it was kind of the central descriptor of what we were doing. You talked about the politics of naming. And you described it in a very concrete example that you said initially the project which you had in mind to somehow get the thin edge of the wedge into the absence of public space in this state, in this area, in this region, and to open up, to identify that fissure and to open it up somehow. The original title that you had in mind was Ultimate Borders. Sorry? Alternate Borders. But you quickly retreated from that option because even alternate borders are still borders. They still acknowledge an imposed lines, an arbitrary lines of partition on territory that ultimately was incompatible with your desire not to stand on firm ground. So that's very close to the heart, I think, of the conversation about the politics of naming. Not only who can name, but names can be very they can be too powerful sometimes. Maybe you'd like to say a bit about that.
What? What was that?
Powerful and sexy.
No, I think, we're talking about is periphery here. So, th- that is actually, you know, the thought that was running through my mind the entire discussion for the last 2 days, that somehow we had missed the politics of naming completely from the discussion, and it's really, I think, a very, very important thing, because what I described also, that our decision to change it from alternate borders to something which is much more neutral, it stems also not only from, like what I was telling you about, you know, scrutiny and things which automatically become part of it from the state, but also a strategy that you, you know, apply. That if you are dealing with such, you know, overtly political, you know, positions that which you occupy, then a lot of times it's a direct confrontation or a direct position. It really doesn't work, and you really need to work around a lot of things. You need to have different strategies all the time. So even in that sense, it's not just, you know, we have a very broad framework within which we are working, and we're very, very conscious about the position that we have in that sense. But a lot of the you know, smaller strategies that we use in different projects, in naming, are very well thought out. So that has to keep changing a lot of times. And also I think it's interesting because that also gives shape to the kind of work that you do personally, as well as what you, you know, so supposedly curate and the kind of people you invite. So if you have, you know, a problem which is very problematic for the dominant discourse in Assam, which is the migration of the Bangladeshi people here, which is which makes them very, you know, xenophobic, then you invite we invited a Bangladeshi photographer who did her work, but she did not show her work very, you know, consciously, because she needs to come back, and that is important that she continues doing her work here. And how, so those are just small strategies that we work out how to actually address this issue.
I think I want to react to what you said about you know, alternate borders. I think that was also very conscious, and I still now I don't have any problem. Even if I can rename it to alternate borders, I would do it, because I will tell you why the logic behind alternate borders. Because we have problems. Like in this morning we're talking about with that definitely too much of problems, too much of all that, to get away from all that, and the problem started with namings. You know, the naming is to begin with, even news, northeast, west, south. Where if we take northeast, it's still, that's what we are at the end of the day. You open an institution here, it is not a Indian Institute of Social Studies or something like that. It becomes Northeast Hill University, Northeast Indira Gandhi Regional Institute of Medical Sciences. It is Northeast something. So what is Northeast? Northeast of what? So when we try to do break away from border, the border will remain. Because I'm not going to, we are not trying to say that, okay, we are a political agency, we will be arranging discussions with Indian political, people who are responsible to bring them here and say, oh, let's work it out, and the history of this whole lexicon or the whole naming projects. So that's what we are, anyway, that is unreachable. So anyway, that within here, there is also a border, because that border is a slow negotiation with this whole naming project of like, you know, something like, I saw this interesting project, and I think it was quite an incredible thing, which was like I think it's a video game which was created over this whole imaginary, like something like Northeast is something like Balkan, you know. So there was this video game, I forgot, it's called Balkan Warnet or something like that. So it was created, it was played over these zones, which they thought that it is this imaginary, you know, homeland or thing. And they played, they arranged this game, and which was played in real time. So in a way, when we are saying, secondly, like we, I'll tell you this, you know, another piece of information is that whenever we write a proposal or say for funds, few people who don't take it for granted, and they keep send us these three standard questions. The first question, can you please define artist? So, say then we send this list of texts of books. Sometimes we buy those books and we send it to them. You have to read these three books, because we are not the ones to engage with the naming project. And so I and also reacting to Periphery and Desire Machine Collective. So we are getting more serious. So Periphery is a very funny project, also. So it's also I think it's the whole even the lack of humor. You know, that's it's also we wanted to engage. I said, okay, we are very serious. You cannot get fun. You cannot do anything. So okay, we are Periphery. So we misspelled the thing. A lot of people really felt that there's a mistake. So and definitely Desire Machine Collective. Yesterday also I mentioned that it is we at individual we wanted to be sexy. At that point of time.
No, I mean, I wanted to ask you something which comes from my kind of, you know, being in various parts of India, but then being in Calcutta for a certain number of years. And what has always struck me as interesting about this naming project, and, well, let's face it, like, the Northeast is named in a certain way because it's connected to the history of partition and the history of geopolitics and how this region was created as a buffer between China, and it was a history of diplomacy, something that we are facing in the Balkans because of the history of how the West dealt with the Ottomans and Russia and things like that. So, I mean, that's a certain thing. But interestingly enough, in Calcutta, and what I find fascinating about your position in here, is that it's not just about being in the Northeast, but it's a doubling of contradictions, because there's also a cosmopolitanism that you bring to a world which has, due to the naming processes and certain kinds of things, has never been able to access a certain kind of cosmopolitanism that, say, Bombay, Delhi, or whole of India, I mean now, as a demotic, is able to kind of, some kind of technical demotic of life, you know, I mean, IT and certain lingos and things like that circulate now across the whole of India doesn't reach here, which is part of the naming process. And that was what used to fascinate me about Bengal in the 1980s, is that precisely Bengal, having begun as a center of colonialism and the center of the education project and the Renaissance, so-called, and English learning and things like that. But the 1980s had, by certain naming processes, almost regressed to the same position as Assam is today. I mean, in Calcutta, to have a certain kind of cosmopolitan talk and thinking was very difficult. A certain kind of cosmopolitanism. You could talk about European philosophers, but, yesterday, like, to bring in, Mick Jagger into a certain philosophical discourse, that would be impossible. And I think it's still quite impossible in Calcutta. I mean, that's what fascinates me, is that, you know, when you're talking about namings, it's not just here, but there's something else going on. This cosmopolitanism bit, could you tell me a little bit about that? That it is not just about just borders and namings and Northeast, but it's also something more than that. It's like introducing certain forms of thinking, working, engaging with the world, which is also very difficult in a place like Assam.
So it's happening. No, anyway, it's also very, easy sometimes. You know, like certain positions you take. Easy, why I would say easy, and it's also become very difficult. That's why if you see, we it's not because of our choice, but we don't really have a kind of access to the criticality, you know, like whenever we go and say, okay, ultimately it comes to from your passport or from your appearance, or you say, oh, I have traveled from Guwahati to, say, Delhi or Guwahati to things. So then you say, okay, people become sympathetic or that kind of a thing. So there is the end of the criticality. They will not take you for it, because it's That's why the geography becomes very important. That's why first of our first exposition, we called it Notebook on Geography. So it's nothing but it's our notebooks. Whatever we do, it's just basically we share that notebook to people who we meet. And it's like we created all this notebook in videos, like 7 pages that time, which we did in Khoj. So answering to what the question you were asking, we never thought about the idea of cosmopolitanism bringing into this periphery. But yes, that is something like, it is revealed. Yeah, and it is also, I think, a product because we have been operating, like said, in the beginning we said on the first day that we are not really trying to, these are the questions. When in that day Nancy was mentioning about ultra-modern or relational or participatory or community. So why we are not able to see those things as a possible future for periphery? Because this narrow perspectives that this kind of practices or the cultural production gives you, like here in particularly this geography is basically it's full of the problem in language, the problem in xenophobic things for outsiders. Like in this morning, I think we just shared with Stephen that every when we call it, we are Assamese. But who are Assamese? Is the people who are speaking this language are Assamese, or who stays in Assam are Assamese, or who? Because there is, if you bring 10 people from 10 different towns of Assam, not 2 people will look alike, or they will not speak the same language, different variations. So Assam means not equal, unequal. The terrain is not equal, the people are not equal. So that question still exists. This political science department holds a seminar every year. It calls Who is Assamese?
It's a blind political question. It's in the Assam Accord.
Yes, Assamese. So that is, yeah. Yes. So, that's why this whole idea of naming is also, it is ambiguous. It is very ambiguous. When you say call it, even try to give a very direct answer. So there are certain implications and certain processes which you go through. And probably that's why we very comfortably we choose to get into a word which doesn't have any meaning, periphery. It's not about the thing. I don't know whether I've answered your question, but the kind of multiculturalism or cosmopolitanism, which is actually not we are bringing it, which is already existent, but we are defeating that logic. Like saying, the people who considered...
I didn't mean bringing it. I mean it is revealed after a certain point in time through confrontations with people around, that there's a discomfort as regards certain languages, certain gestures, certain ways of being, which do not easily fit into what is a consensus logic. And that consensus logic is mostly driven by fear and defensiveness in a region like this, precisely because of the ways in which these regions have been defined through the political process. I mean, so what is amazing about your project is to be able to locate yourself within, let's face it, it's a war zone, and try a certain kind of cultural war, also a militarized war that is going on around in all kinds of ways. I mean, it is something which is interesting to think through, and naming yourself and locating yourself becomes an interesting exercise in that sense.
I'll try to answer you something which is probably, that will be much appropriate to do it in a much more practice, by our practice, like something. I'll tell you one piece, again, another thing. I think this is a after effect of what is really happening. It's something like here, people are very paranoid about outsiders. When you say the second most important question is who are the outsiders? Bangladeshi, Bihari, and then you have language problem with that, what we had, the language agitation against Bengali. So all these things to defining yourself through others or the outsiders become very, very important. Then again, not very long ago, say 5 years ago, New Delhi Police Department issued one booklet. It's a manual for good behavior for Northeast students. It was distributed to the naughty students, students who go from here to Delhi to study how they should behave. They should not cook this. And it's a big booklet. And, you know, and it was distributed. So now people who are from Delhi, you can see very evidently that people, they always move in groups. If you go to North Campus, you see people leave in, they leave in groups and they move in groups and they never feel very, you know, kind of secure. So even look, something I'll say, now if given a chance, we always think about it. Say, ideal situation, we have to, we want to make a film about it. We want to make a film at any a moment of time. Say, I don't want to shoot in Guwahati anymore. I want to make a film on Assam, but location will be Delhi or in Bombay. I want to shoot there. So it's like the whole idea of, I'm just concluding with this, what Zizek says in his book, show your symptom, and that's the symptom. We have to go behind the symptom, but not, you know, trying for this solution, because I don't have a solution. I do, because I think it's overdone, you know, this kind of engagement.
Yeah, I think I'd just like to add what I was talking with Stephen in the morning about, again, my position in this entire thing as a third generation immigrant from Uttar Pradesh who lives in Shillong, but I don't have, you know, rights to buy property there. I don't, you know, within, you know, the entire framework of outsider, insider, there is a political movement which defines you as an outsider, and, you know, you for you, the only homeland is this. And then again, I think what is also, you know, important for me is retaining that position of an outsider. Because I'll just share a really, you know, personal thing, which is obviously very political again, is that my brother very recently, which I think even he's a very pragmatic businessman. So he's like, why aren't you changing your name? Why aren't you taking Mrigank's surname? Because, you know, that gives you, it puts you ingrained into the local, you know, local scene. You should take it. And so, you know, you will, I'm like, no, I'm really not comfortable with that. I want to, you know, that is the only time I have actually embraced my Banya, you know, identity with full arms, where now I am comfortable with my position now, you know. So I think that in that politics also is really important within this framework, because this insider-outsider xenophobia of, you know, the so-called local and tribal and all these terms which come in become very interesting then.
I want to just quickly respond to that, but to also what Kaushik said, because naming is not only a symptom or a reflection of consensus, it's also a way of building consensus. And this, I read, just to bounce off what you just said, I presume the information is untrue, but I read in this morning's paper that the president of Iran, who is well known for his anti-Israeli outbursts, in fact changed his name, and has, his original name is a name which in Iran is attributed exclusively to Jews. The president of Iran, he changed his name. He's never denied he changed his name, but it was revealed, he was holding up his elector's card recently, and they got a close-up photograph on the former name. It's a name which in Iranian legislation is attributed exclusively to Jews. Yes, yes. He was never, no. Yes. But after his birth.
After his birth.
Yes. He was born a Jew.